Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
An awful lot was right on the night. And I know the member wants to create a misery of what was otherwise a great celebration for New Zealand.
That member being opposition leader Phil Goff, who had more questions for Mr. Key about the Rugby World Cup chaos in Auckland last Friday night.
What does the Prime Minister say to Jason and Cheryl, who said about this situation on the trains, and I'm quoting, Mr. Speaker, people were having trouble breathing due to lack of oxygen, people started to become concerned and agitated, babies were crying, elderly people were changing colour.
And there was a question about the colour of the Prime Minister's shirt for Rugby World Cup Minister Murray McCully from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
Did the Minister spend more time focused on crowd issues or to picking the colour of the shirt for the Prime Minister to mince in?
The Honourable Murray McCully.
But before he could answer, the Speaker had to deal with a protest at the question from the ACT Party's Rodney Hyde.
I'm sure we're big enough children not to take offence at every possible... if I thought the Prime Minister was going to be terribly upset by that, I might rule it out, but I don't want to be ruling out endless words. The Honourable Murray McCully.
So, Mr. Speaker, it has been my impression that the Prime Minister has an extraordinarily good sense of fashion judgment, and therefore, is in no need of advice from me, and indeed, sir, were he to be in need of such advice, I doubt that he would seek it from me.
There was also a question for Transport Minister Stephen Joyce from his Labour shadow, Phil Twyford.
Does he accept any responsibility for the failure of the train services in Auckland on Friday night?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr. Speaker, no. The Minister of Transport has roles in the provision of infrastructure, funding, policy and legislative matters. The Minister of Transport's remit does not extend to transport operations, although there are some days that I wish that it did.
Mr. Twyford and his Labour colleagues copped it from Cabinet Minister Paula Bennett in the general debate.
This Rugby World Cup has brought aspiration and hope and pride to New Zealanders, and that is something that we should be celebrating. Celebrating the successes. But all we see from the other side of the House repeatedly instead is the relentless negativity of just what is wrong, what is wrong, what is wrong.
Applications to have a snap debate on what is wrong from both Labour and the Greens were declined by the Speaker, who nevertheless agreed that the issue was important and had a degree of urgency.
Where there is no other parliamentary means of debating an urgent matter in the reasonably foreseeable future, this is a relevant consideration for the Speaker in considering whether a matter requires the urgent attention of the House. It may well give grounds for the matter to take precedence over other business. That stage has not been reached today, but I am prepared to reassess tomorrow.
Now to the committee rooms and this report from Rhys Lyon.
A petition signed by over 60,000 people calling for the government to reverse funding cuts to early childhood education was on the agenda of Parliament's Education and Science Committee. Speaking in support of the petition on behalf of the New Zealand Education Institute was Hayley Whittaker.
The government decided that 80% qualified teachers was good enough. There is no research to show that this is true. New Zealand's ratio of adults to children are minimal by international standards. We argue that all adults be qualified. Qualified teachers understand children's learning needs, early brain development, attachment issues, how to deliver the curriculum, assessment and planning, and special learning needs.
The changes had wide-reaching effects.
More than half of all centres were affected by these funding cuts, losing up to 13% of their funding. The Consumer Price Index shows that fees went up around 12%. We know that some services are struggling because of this, as children reduce their hours or withdraw because of the costs.
New Zealand Education Institute representative Hayley Whittaker speaking to the Education and Science Committee, looking at a petition signed by over 60,000 people calling for the government to reverse funding cuts to the early childhood education sector.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.